This is Ozarks at Large. Nearly 900 Arkansas residents are owed refund checks from the IRS. The agency says more than $290,000 in undelivered refunds belong to people with addresses in Benton County alone. David Stell, a spokesman for the IRS in Arkansas and Oklahoma, says there are a number of reasons a refund check doesn't make it to the right person.
These are folks that likely moved but left no forwarding address with either the post office or the IRS. And therefore, the check came back by the post office as undeliverable. In some cases, it could be that an illegible address was written on a paper tax form and mailed in.
While Benton County has the most people with unreturned checks, 240, Washington and Sebastian counties have several residents owed money too. The 33 checks undelivered to Sebastian County have an average amount of more than $1,300. There are 74 refund checks that need to be sent to Washington County addresses.
We keep a record of this refund amount on the taxpayer's file indefinitely. So if somebody maybe shows up now that 5 years ago is due a refund and is on this list, we will still issue that check to them.
David Snell with the IRS says people can check the website irs.gov and click on the Where's My Refund tab. He says the unreturned checks the IRS is trying to distribute represents just 1/3 of 1% of all refund checks written by the agency. The Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, a 7,000-acre former military base east of Fort Smith, recently approved a request by Camp Hope for Heroes to build a 23-acre residential facility for homeless veterans and their families at Chaffee Crossing. Camp Hope for Heroes, a nonprofit organization headquartered in Fort Smith, launched the project in 2010. The proposed $23 million, 93,000-square-foot facility will assist 100 homeless veterans, veterans living with post-traumatic stress disorder, and veterans returning home from military service with psychiatric, medical, and dental care. Janelle Bowman is volunteer coordinator and public relations director, as well as a U.S. Navy veteran.
We are very excited about what the future has in store for Camp Hope for Heroes and us being able to start our mission in trying to help our homeless veterans and our transitioning veterans readjust to their civilian community.
Bowman says this homeless veterans camp will be the first of its kind.
None that I know of. This is why, as a veteran and a military family, we were very excited when we heard about the concept of Camp Hope for Heroes, because there has always been a gap between active duty military and veterans trying to make that transition from active duty back into their local civilian communities. And so Camp Hope for Heroes, the concept of it, really has filled that gap to help make that transition smoother for the veterans.
Camp Hope for Heroes volunteers have drawn up preliminary architectural plans and hope to secure a 65% construction and operating cost grant from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The group will have to provide a match. They will also seek private and philanthropic support. The authority will hold the parcel for 2 years while Camp Hope for Heroes accomplishes its fundraising goals. Due to legislative opposition, Arkansas Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford says he's now abandoned planning efforts for a state-run health insurance exchange. Republicans in the state legislature opposed efforts to obtain federal grant money for the planning process, and Bradford says that means we'll end up with a federal health insurance exchange beginning in October of 2013.
Since we had really missed the opportunity to get the federal grant to study the project of having an Arkansas Insurance Exchange, since we missed that opportunity, that we needed to just disband that effort and then try to, you know, go to other parts of the affordable health care projects and maybe make some progress in those areas.
Bradford says there's still the chance that Arkansas could end up with a health insurance exchange that is run as a partnership between the state and federal government.